USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading west to give the commencement speech at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado later today. As he leaves the White House, the president tells reporters former FBI Chief Robert Mueller never should have been allowed to lead the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I think he's totally conflicted because, as you know, he wanted to be the FBI director, and I said no. As you know, I had a business dispute with him after he left the FBI. We had a business dispute. Not a nice one. He wasn't happy with what I did.
The president calling the probe the biggest harassment of a president ever. First-time claims for unemployment benefits up last week. The Labor Department says around 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims. That's up 3,000 from the week before. But in line with economists' predictions, and this is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
Tornadoes just keep twisting from the nation's midsection to the mid-Atlantic, with about 20 reported yesterday, most of them affecting Texas, Iowa, Illinois, and Oklahoma. One person was killed by a tornado in Kansas, and while there were no tornadoes, there were 90-mile-an-hour winds from a severe storm in the Baltimore, Maryland area, where this resident says,
"This is the first time that I was ever so scared that I was like, we have to go in the basement. We've got to shelter in place."
There's a risk for more severe weather today, including tornado likelihood in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. Lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange say he is too ill to appear even by video link for an extradition hearing that was scheduled for today. Assange is in a London prison being held for conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. The U.S. has requested the extradition of Assange to face charges of compromising classified information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Wall Street Journal claims the White House took extraordinary steps to keep the USS John McCain hidden during President Trump's state visit to Japan. The newspaper says it has a copy of an email ordering Navy and Air Force officials to keep the ship named after the late Arizona senator out of sight. To do so, they hung a tarp over the ship's name. Trump, who has often criticized Senator McCain, tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "I was not informed about anything having to do with the Navy ship USS John S. McCain during my recent visit to Japan." SpaceX is still looking to launch astronauts to the International Space Station before the end of this year. This despite a spacecraft exploding on the launch pad just over a month ago. That setback caused the destruction of the company's Crew Dragon vehicle, but no one was on board at the time, luckily. The spacecraft made a successful unmanned flight to the ISS in March, and SpaceX is hoping to start manned test flights again soon, taking into account what engineers learned from that explosion. And James Holzhauer's Jeopardy! Winning streak continues, Wednesday's episode marking the 30th straight win for the professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. As it stands now, he's less than $200,000 shy of Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings' record earnings. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.